And welcome to this Thursday afternoon edition of What Is For Lunch. We have finished that lunch. Now, I saw a name and a plate in the refrigerator that said, "Don't touch, this is Dave."
It's a big box, too. that's how you know it. It's for Dave. It's a big box. Hey, look, the energy has been just amazing here. All of our guests coming in, bringing wonderful gifts with them, bringing that conviction about the faith with them, the love of Mater Dei Radio for them. And you just think, man, you cannot introduce any more energy, any more excitement than that. And then I come in and see who's joining us for this hour. Like, my goodness. Wowza. Wowza.
It's about to. We are very excited. Yes, we've got a big surprise. But let's go ahead and get this all set up for you. So we had a wonderful meal. Again, Deb is such an amazing person that works here at Mater Dei Radio. She takes care of us. She makes sure we are well fed. She makes sure that we are ready to get back on the air this afternoon. We have some very special guests coming up, and parishioners from Christ the King are in the house. They are ready to start taking calls because we have a very special announcement to make. Rolando, you are joining us too. We are about ready to announce our very surprised guest, and we want to get some thank yous in because, boy, what an amazing last hour we had just before we broke for lunch. Father Tim Makaitis, pastor of Queen of Peace Church and School in Salem, literally blew the roof off of this building. Yeah. It was an incredible hour.
Absolutely. The last hour this morning was just phenomenal. Father Tim just did a great job,
and their
parish really came through and supported our ministry. We would like to thank Emma from Queen of Peace in Salem. Thank you for your donation and request for the prayers for the soul of their niece who had passed away recently.
We will add her name.
Linda from Prince of Peace Lutheran Parish in Portland.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Linda. Now, we recognize that while we are a Catholic apostolate and mission, that quite a few people who listen are not of the Catholic faith. Our Protestant brothers and sisters, we appreciate that you listen, and thank you so very much for your support.
Yes, Wendy and Miguel from the Proto Cathedral of St. James in Vancouver, prayers of thanksgiving. Tracy and Lee from Holy Redeemer in Portland, thank you for your gift. Shelley from Queen of Peace in Salem. Maria from St. Joseph's in Salem, prayers for health and health of their family and their son. Terry from Ascension Parish in Portland, a healing and conversion for family members. We'll be praying for that. Thank you for your gift. And Maria from St. Paul's in Silverton, prayers for their family and for health.
That is a list.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. So, as we said, we have a very special guest, which means that, well, we have a very special goal to get to. Rolando, you're in here today because this is your future brother. And it's not, and it's a brother
indeed,
from the same mother, our mother
favorite
Mary.
Favorite brother from another mother. There you go.
Not at all. So introduce our guest this hour.
Yeah, we are super excited and pleased to welcome Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers as our guest this afternoon on the Share-a-thon. Thank you for being here, Deacon Harold.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here again.
We are grateful that you were able to kind of find this hour. We know how very busy your schedule is. That preaching deacon, he gets around the world. Talk about a person who is setting the world on fire through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He lifts up congregations so close that, gosh, heaven is just fingertips away. And we are just so grateful because we'd like to say that Deacon Harold got his radio start right here at Mater Dei Radio. Living Stones, you and your good friend Ken Helania started that years ago. I mean, if you want to go deep in the faith, boy, those two really examine these papal documents. And so, Deacon Harold, it is always a pleasure when you join us. And it's even more special when it's just kind of spur of the moment. Remind our listeners, what's been keeping you busy this lately?
I'm invited to speak all over the world, and tomorrow, actually, I leave for Rome.
Nice.
For two reasons. One, I was invited by the bishops of Papua New Guinea to attend the canonization of Blessed Peter Torot, who's going to be the first saint for the country of Papua New Guinea. And I've had the great privilege of serving in Papua New Guinea in 2023 and earlier this year, where I led a retreat for priests and bishops. And next year they've invited me to come back to train 1,000 catechists in the country next year. So, so I have a beautiful relationship with Papua New Guinea. So I'm excited to go. It's the first canonization that I'll be attending. And so I'm excited about that. Then I'll be leading a pilgrimage, Eucharistic Miracles of Italy pilgrimage, right after that. Then I go from there directly from Rome to Pittsburgh to speak with Dr. Scott Hahn and Dr. John Bergsma at a deacon's conference at the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. So busy next couple of weeks here.
Well, we feel even more privileged and honored that you would be able, in between all of your travels, to be able to spend this hour with us. Look, all we had to do was say Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Yeah, right.
Phones we haven't ringing. Even said the phone number yet, yeah, so right. Let's get to that. The number is 888-823-5286. Let's see what we can pull in. We have set this up. Now, our schedule had this listed as an open hour. So our goal was to raise $2,000, dollar for dollar, straight match. But now that we have another good deacon onto the line, I think we can blow through that and keep on going. And we talked about the goals that we have set are the goals that we need to keep the lights on and to keep this ministry on the air. But under the new leadership of Rolando Moreno, our hope is to expand what we do here at Mater Dei Radio. We have great ideas for new programming, new ideas for shows. We want to be able to reach a new generation of Catholics who are getting their information, not necessarily at 88.3, but they've got just a little mega computer at their fingertips. They plug in their phones. They are looking for podcasts and new information. And Mater Dei Radio wants to be there to meet them where they are. Deacon Harold, I love that you just said that you are going on a Eucharistic miracle tour of Italy to some of those places. You know, we have hope as our theme. We rejoice in hope. And today specifically, as of course God would anoint, he says, you're talking about hope in the Eucharist. And I'm going to make time in Deacon's schedule, who is going on a Eucharistic miracle tour of Italy, to be able to have this time with you. We hope in the Eucharist. And we don't even need to look at the Eucharist and wonder, because there are this footprint of God, these miracles in the Eucharist that we don't even have to have faith in. We just have to read the history of this miracle and recognize that God gives us this proof of his existence. Just tell us a little bit about the connection of these Eucharistic miracles and how that is hope for all of us.
Yeah, and I believe that faith in the Eucharist, belief in the Eucharist, Eucharistic adoration, the Eucharistic National Eucharistic Congress was incredible in Indianapolis. I think that was a wonderful opportunity to come together to refocus on the source and foundation of our faith, Jesus Christ, present body, blood, soul, divinity, most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. And especially during this time in the history of our world, where there's so much division, so much anger, so much animosity, so much violence, to focus on hope, you know, and our hope is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who promised in Matthew 28:19, that he will be with us always to the end of the age. And he's with us in the most blessed sacrament of Eucharist. And here's the thing. Even if you don't believe that Jesus is there, follow the medical evidence. I mean, look at the studies that were done on these samples that were taken from these Eucharistic miracles. They all have the same blood type, AB. They're all show is actual flesh that was under stress. You know, heart tissue. I mean, just look at the scientific evidence. And here's the best part for me. I don't need Eucharistic miracles to be stronger in my Catholic faith. I mean, to me, that's just like, oh, yeah, there's Jesus doing his thing again. they're awesome. They're absolutely awesome. And I can't wait to share this experience with the 50 pilgrims that are going to be accompanying me on this journey of faith and hope, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see the Pope as well.
Well, blessings to you and all of those pilgrims as they prepare to enter into this very blessed time along with you and into Italy and tour and see with eyes that can see and ears that can hear this beautiful message of our Lord. All right. So our goal is
$2,000.
We are not going to hold ourselves to that because we recognize that with Deacon Harold on our side, sky is the limit. That is for sure.
Yeah, and $2,000 of matching pledge dollars to go along with that. So that's $4,000 opportunity just to get us started. A couple of phone lines lit up. We've got online gifts coming in as well. Deacon Harold, I wanted to talk to you about this real quickly. Dave Vasher's here. I wanted to say, look, we know that the model for Catholic radio was given birth right here in Portland through KBVM. And then your own ministry is given birth from here. And now you're on all of those Catholic radio stations that duplicated the model from what was put together here in Portland. I mean, what a beautiful marriage as your voice goes out to all of those stations all over the country, again, following the model that was birthed right here in Portland. Talk about the importance of people supporting Mater Dei Radio, not only for the success of these stations, but for what it means to Catholic radio around the country.
Well, if you want to go really deep into the archives, actually, my very first show was called Faith and Life on Mater Dei Radio, KBVM. It was a little 30-minute show that connected your faith to your everyday life. And that's how I first started. Someone saw me speaking at a parish in, it was actually St. Mary's in Eugene, and then asked me to be on the stand. After I knew nothing about Catholic radio or anything like that. And he said, oh, just come by. And so I went by, had a discussion, took a tour of the station, obviously a different location at that time, and said, yeah, just try it out. And so I did the show, and then Jerry Usher, you know, who's actually in the seminary right now, studying to become a priest in Boston, he came to raise money for the station, heard my little show, invited me to be at Catholic Answers Live.
Wow.
And then Father Mitch Pacwa, who was my scripture professor in graduate school, heard me on the radio, invited me to be on his television show. And it just snowballed from there. I mean, but everything started with Mater Dei Radio. So you just never, I mean, my whole, and you got to understand, being on Mater Dei Radio changed the entire course and direction of my life. Here I am thinking, okay, I'm a deacon, I'm serving in the parish, and still the same parish, Immaculate Heart. And, you know, I'm working, and I'm going to, you know, and okay, I'll do this little show, and no one will pay attention to it. I'm just doing this for God, whatever. And all of a sudden now, from that little seed that was planted, the things that sprouted and things I never imagined, even envisioned, that I would be doing, is just all of the grace of God. And no question, no doubt about it. One of the foundations of that was Mater Dei Radio, without question. So Catholic radio it still continues to make a huge impact. I mean, I've been to 34 countries, nine different countries this year, and the impact that radio is having, particularly on young people. For example, my show, Beacon of Truth, you know, I have high schoolers, young adults that listen to it. They come up to me and say, oh, I love your show. I was like, you listen? Oh, yeah. And how they're listening on the app.
Right.
So a lot of them, yeah, people are still listening in their cars, but now, with technology the way it is, they're listening more on the app. They're getting it through Sirius X satellite radio, whatever. You know, but they're listening. That's the key. They are listening. Why? Because they're hungry. They're starving for truth. Every single place I go, I talk to young people. We want to hear truth, and we're not hearing it all the time. And Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. Truth is not a philosophy. Truth is not an idea. Truth is not a construct. Truth is a deep, rich, personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And that's what Mater Dei Radio does. And that's why we need everybody to pick up the phone and call to make your pledge today to keep God's work moving forward in the Pacific Northwest.
888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, online at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. And it just strikes me that when people gave to support KBVM in those early years, Matre Day Radio, they didn't know what they were supporting was the message going to Papua New Guinea. They didn't know that. But that's exactly what the Lord was preparing. He was preparing for a radio program to be created that would launch a minister that he had raised up to go all over the world, an evangelist to go all over the world, a deacon to go all over the world, and yet nobody knew that when they were given those $5, $10, $20. They just wanted to keep the station on the air. God had bigger plans. He continues to have bigger plans, brothers and sisters. We are going to talk to you about our immediate need. What we don't always know, what we rarely know, is the next step that God has on our path. 888-823-5286. We just know we can't do it without you.
Absolutely. And with Mary as our navigator pointing us to her son, she will never steer us astray. We have set our compass to Our Lady, and she has guided Matre Day Radio for all of these years. And I love what Deacon is saying. He had no idea. All he did was say yes. He had a prompting by the Holy Spirit, and someone asked him, and he said yes. Now, you think about that all those years ago. For 36 years, Matre Day Radio has been on the air here in the Portland area, and now our footprint is so much wider because of the technology that we have. You know, there could be somebody listening with the prompting of the Holy Spirit. They have an idea. They have a thought. They have a path forward, again, with Our Lady as that compass, as that North Star guiding their direction. And maybe it's Matre Day Radio where that person needs to get this message out. And that's what we're looking to do here in the future. We want to grow what it is that we are doing. And we are grateful for our supporters because they are calling in. They are supporting us today because they want Matre Day Radio to be there, to be open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to be able to find that new talent. I mean, we could have another type of Harold Brooks Sivers right here ready to go. And Matre Day Radio, we need to be ready to have the programming and time and capability to bring on all of these new programs. So if you have a prompting of the Holy Spirit today to support Matre Day Radio, please give us a call at 888-823-5286, online at matredeiradio.com. That is matredeiradio.com, or use that Hail Mary Media app, because as Deacon said, yes, younger people, even maybe, you know, not so younger people, they are grabbing their phones. Look at, I carry mine everywhere with me now too. I plug it into my car. I use the Hail Mary Media app every day. I pray my rosary. I listen to podcasts. I find out the latest information and activities that are going on in our community. I plug those in. The map system will get me right to the parish that I need to be at. All right there for us to use.
Love it. 888-823-5286. Matching pledge dollars available. We're going to take a break, but let's fill up those phone lines as we go. A trinity of calls is what we're looking for as we go to break here. One in honor of the Father, one in honor of the Son, and one in honor of the Holy Spirit. 888-823-5286. We'll be right back.
We are so thankful on this beautiful, thankful Thursday afternoon that you are choosing to spend time with us here at Matre Day Radio. You know, it is just twice a year that we take a break from our regular programming. And really what we're doing is we are inviting, we are asking you to please help support Matre Day Radio in our mission to evangelize not just the Portland area, Southwest Washington, even south into, you know, Salem, Eugene, Springfield, Cottage Grove, but through our digital signal, we are able to reach the ends of the earth. We are so excited this hour, a very special hour that Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers is able to join us. You know, it's funny because as we were getting ready, we were talking, all right, are we going to talk about rejoicing? Are we going to talk about hope. What does Deacon Harold want to talk about? Deacon Harold wants to talk about the truth. And so he is with us today. Deacon Harold, again, thanks for staying with me. Our theme of Fall Share-a-thon is rejoice in hope. Can you just kind of give us your thoughts on that theme and why hope is a reason for rejoicing?
Deacon Harold? Oh, I'll get him back.
Sorry about that. Oh. Sorry about that.
Oh, thank goodness you're there.
My son came in to ask me a question. I put it on mute for a second. But, yeah, so hope is one of the theological virtues, right? Faith, hope, and love. And so hope fuels our desire for heaven and for eternal life. And we place our hope in the promises of Jesus Christ, who tells us not to rely on our own strength, but strength that comes from the grace and the assistance of the Holy Spirit. So when we cooperate with the grace of the sacraments, especially the ones that leave that indelible mark on the soul, baptism, confirmation, and those of us who are ordained holy orders, but especially for everyone, the baptism and confirmation, when we rely on that strength, on that grace, then that fuels our hope. And the other thing is this, you know, God has planted in the heart of every single person the desire for him. It's called the natural moral law. And so hope responds to that natural law that's within us. It inspires us to, and helps us to purify ourselves through living virtuously in order to achieve the kingdom of heaven. It keeps us from discouragement. It sustains us during times when we feel like God is not there, God is not present in our lives. You know, one thing I do on my show, Beacon of Truth, is the Soulful Psalms. And we talk about, and I talk a lot about David. David, you want scriptures for hope? Look at the Davidic Psalms. My goodness. David says, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me. Lord, my enemies are piling up on me. You know, Lord, turn your face back toward me. Man. And he cries out in God for hope. And then he rests in the assurance, the blessed assurance, that God will come to help him. Even though God hasn't helped him yet, he knows and has confidence because of the virtue of hope that God is going to come in and make some incredible changes in his life so that he can attain heaven. And so it opens up our hearts, the expectation of eternal beatitude with God. And that's why hope is so important. And that's why this Jubilee year of hope is so incredibly important. It reminds us that our faith has to be not in the things of this world, not in government, not in any of that. It has to be in our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Love Amen. That. And I want to say this, Deacon Harold, I've had the opportunity to work with Catholic radio stations all over the country, but there's one in particular that's very special to me. It's a station that exists in Columbus, Ohio, because that's where my family lives. That's where I know the greatest number of people because it's where I grew up. I would assume here at Mater Dei Radio, you've got all of these people that you're hoping are listening to Mater Dei Radio, that you believe are benefiting from Mater Dei Radio, a little special connection there, making sure that this station stays on the air to fulfill that work of evangelization.
Yeah, that's particularly important to recognize that, because people are listening. In the countries that I go to, they're listening to American Catholic radio, because they don't have it in these countries. And so, I mean, especially these high schools and young adults, they're savvy. You know, they download apps and they go to their website. They're listening to Catholic radio because they want that content. You know, they want to hear the explanations, the beauty and truth of the faith. And what's wonderful is that when I go there, I can share the Hail Mary app, you know, with them and say, hell, here's a resource that you can listen to. That you'll get great content that'll help you to give you the why of the faith. Not just, you know, yes, it can explain the faith and tell you the what of the faith, but the other important piece is why, you know? And like when I talk about the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, especially to teenagers and young adults, well, why is that happening? Why is the priest do the Benedictine prayers, the blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, the bread to offer, and wine? Why does he do it separately? Why during the Agnus Dei does he break off a piece of the host and drop it into the chalice? Why? Why does he elevate the chalice when he says the words from John 1:29, behold, the words of John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin? Why? You know, all of those things, when you walk through, Then when they understand it, they get to own their faith. And so when people listen to Mater Dei Radio, that gives them the why of the faith. It helps them to walk closer with Christ. It helps them to deepen their intimacy with the Lord. And it helps them to be passionate and on fire for their faith. Because now knowledge fuels the mind, knowledge in the mind fuels the desire of the heart.
Amen to that. If you are listening this afternoon, if you are recognizing that there is the truth that is found only in our Lord Jesus Christ, and you want to assure that Mater Dei Radio is able to continue being that message to a world so in need, will you consider a gift today? We have $2,000 that is being matched dollar for dollar. We are inviting you to join us today. People are listening. They were surprised to turn on this afternoon. We were excited to be able to introduce our special guest, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and they are responding. We have a few thank yous to get to.
That's right. Jean from St. Cecilia's in Beaverton called and made a donation. Thank you very much, Jean. Helen from St. Michael's in Sandy called with prayers for her husband and said that she wants to continue reaching more people about God's generous mercy and love. Amen, Helen. That's what we're here for. And thank you to Carolyn, who goes to St. Anthony's and Tigard's prayers for her son. Absolutely, Helen or Carolyn. Thank you.
I have one thank you here for thank you to Eric from Holy Trinity in Beaverton. Prayers for his mom's improved health and for the healing of several friends diagnosed with cancer. Thank you for your gift, and we will be praying.
Absolutely.
We will keep praying for you, and thank you for your support. And we recognize we all work so hard for and the gifts that we receive, we are thankful for God for them. And we at Mater Dei Radio are thankful for you being willing to share of your treasure to support Mater Dei Radio. All right, so $2,000 is our goal. So far we have 400 in. $1,600 to go for this hour to meet our goal. $1,600. What portion can you take? Please give us a call and let us know. And if you are able to make a pledge, and if that pledge can be reproduced month after month, that really helps Mater Dei Radio in our long-term planning. So those monthly pledges are very much appreciated. Give us a call. Let us know what you can do at 888-823-5286 online at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. And you know, while you're on a line, check out everything that we have there, because under our programming menu, you can find our full program, 24/7 Catholic programming that can be found here at Mater Dei Radio. And if you look down that programming schedule, you'll look at 5 o'clock p.m. every weekday afternoon for your drive home. We've got a beacon of truth that is joining us, Deacon Harold's new show on EWTN. It is broadcast nationwide around the world on their app, and you're going to pick it up right here at Mater Dei Radio.
Now, this is one. We want to meet all of these matching pledge dollars. We don't want to lose a single one of them, of course, turning this into a $4,000 hour. But I'm really hoping that one of those gifts that is going to be coming in is a bell ringer. And this is the reason why. One, Deacon Harold, I don't know if you know this, but we play a little song from Frank Sinatra, Ring-a-Ding-Ding. And I know this about Deacon Harold. The man can sing. And
yes?
I want to hear him sing along with Frank Sinatra when we get that bell ringer. I'm telling you, I think they'll put Frank Sinatra to bed and just say, let's let Deacon Harold sing that all by himself. 888-823-5286. Now, I know you guys have heard the dynamic Deacon sing, right?
I take that back, because, you know, pretty regularly on his show, Beacon of Truth,
yeah,
they're talking a whole lot
about
music.
Some music.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
A favorite genre is your might be that 70s and 80s rock, maybe, Deacon Harold?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've decided to do something incorporating music into the show. First of all, because it's fun.
Yeah.
But second of all, you know, it draws young people. And a lot of young people said that, you know, they listened when they heard us talk about music, and then they stayed to listen to the rest of the program. But the music is what drew them in. And the connections that we make between spirituality and music, I think, resonates with a lot of young people. And that's proven to be, in fact, We have shows called Beacon of Truth Playlist, where we take a song. We just did Kansas song.
Oh,
and
nice.
Carry On Wayward Son. We got tons of calls on when we talked about that. We didn't even get through all the lyrics of the song because we got so many calls about how that song has affected people deeply in their spirit. And so it's opportunities again to connect music with faith. And so just a different take, you know, because on our show, you won't hear us talking about stuff going on in the news or anything. There's already so many radio shows that are already doing that, talking about contemporary issues in the culture or news or whatever's going on, controversies. And that's not what we're about. We're about helping to bring people to a deeper love and intimacy of our Catholic faith, you know, and to draw them, to make them feel, to give them the hope, you know, to deepen their faith, to help them respond in love to the call of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm incredibly grateful to be doing the show every day.
Little known fabricated fact, and that is that young people are really drawn to the Frank Sinatra. I'm just telling you, it's a little known fabricated fact that is absolutely not the truth. 888-823-5286, but I sure love him. He's perfect to get ready to in the morning. So,
okay.
And he's got that absolutely appropriate song for us here at Share-a-thons. Ring-a-ding-ding, because we're looking for your phone calls, and when those online gifts come on, you'll hear Aaron give a little ding. There's the ring.
Thank you for that.
Hopefully,
call.
We'll be hearing a ding as well. 888-823-5286. Matching pledge dollars available right now.
We sure love the sound of that telephone ring. That's because that person picked up the dial tone. They are listening to Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers this hour on Mater Dei Radio, and they are responding, and we are so grateful to you for trusting Mater Dei Radio to use those funds to grow our mission and reach more people every single day. They picked up the phone.
And there's that ding.
I like that. 888-823-5286. Go online, like you heard that little online ding. That means that person went to materdeiradio.com, made their pledge, or, well, maybe even easier, they've downloaded the free Hail Mary Media app. And on that app, you can find so many great resources, audio prayers. Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers, we have his audio in praying some of those things for us here at Mater Dei Radio. So help us out this afternoon. $2,000. Now, we have been whittling away. Our last update, we needed $1,600. I know that it is much less than that, but until we have confirmation that we have gotten to that $2,000 goal, please, won't you continue to make that pledge? Call now at 888-823-5286. Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers with us today. Deacon Harold, so you've been talking about young people and how they are hunger and thirsting for the truth. And, you know, we're talking about regions all around the world. But in your perspective, young people here in the United States, when you are looking at and seeing the brokenness that they feel, the loneliness that they feel, the isolation that many of them feel, they are not alone. Not only is our Lord with them, but there are people around the world, especially young people, that they are all being affected by this secular culture that is working to separate us all from each other and especially separating us from God. Just kind of talk to me a little bit about what you see that our young people around the world have in common, and that answer is in Jesus Christ.
Yes, you know, I've spoken to young people in every country that I've been to this year, and it's been awesome. But here's three things I've been noticing about young people as I travel around the past few years. Number one, and I've said this already, they tell me they want to hear the truth and are not hearing it. All the time. Constantly hear that from them. Second, there's a serious disconnect between their faith and their everyday life. Yeah, they go to Mass, but they don't know why they're there. I mean, okay, what is it? They're saying to themselves, what does anything at that altar have to do with me? What I mean, I'm going out in the world, the people in the culture are telling me the church hates, you know, transgender people, the church hates this, the church is against that, and you know, and so what, how does the Mass help me you know, to confront those challenges in the culture. And that's the second. And the third thing, probably most tragic of all, they have no idea how much God truly loves them. They have not truly, deeply, intimately experienced the love of Jesus Christ in a way that impacts them so that it changes the course and direction of their life. And so when I talk, and that's what I try to do, people say, well, how can you have been to Australia 10 times on speaking tour? Why? And because when they ask young people, who do you want back? They say that guy, because he tells us the truth. And there's not a Deacon Harold fairy dust. I mean, all I'm doing is preaching the one holy Catholic apostolic faith, not my opinion, not social constructs, not ideology. I teach the faith that the martyrs died for. Simple as that. And that's what they want to hear. For example, I was at a parish a couple months ago, and I preached a homily on hell. Okay? Hell. Now, and I saw the pastor was squirming during my homily. I mean, he was. I mean, he literally was like, oh, no, how are people going to react to this? Because he's preaching so strongly. You know, but I was preaching about the love. You know, the love, but then if we choose to turn away from the love of God, the only alternative is hell. And I would describe what hell is and all that. So afterward, I stood there for 37 minutes in the back of the church, person after person after person, thanking me for that homily. Mm. Here's the best part. 15-year-old girl. She goes, oh, my goodness, that was so good. You know, I understand more about my faith now. That's what I'm talking about. Or how about this? How about this? I was preaching in Peoria, Illinois, first night of the parish mission. Young couple, about mid-20s, came up to me, Deacon, just want to let you know we're not practicing the faith. But you came tonight. Well, yeah, it's my mom's birthday, and when she asked me what I wanted, she goes, the only thing I want for you is to come to the mission, so I'm here. And I said, oh, well, thank you for honoring your mother's wish. And looked me straight in the face and said this, I would have heard preaching like that, I never would have left the church. Now, again, has nothing to do with me. Again, I'm just the instrument. God is the musician. And all of us, through the work of Modern Day Radio, need to become finely tuned instruments in God's hands. You don't have to do the things that I'm doing. I never thought I'd be doing the things that I'm doing. That's nothing. Whatever your sphere of influence is, whatever God has called you to do, do that to the very best of your ability. Call on God for help and assistance. Cooperate with the grace of the sacraments and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And God can do amazing things that you never thought were possible. All you have to do is have the courage to say yes and to speak the truth always in love. Always in love. Ephesians 4:15. But it has to be the truth, because it's the truth that sets us free to become the person who God created us to be.
Amen to that. Be who God created you to be, and that is a creature made for heaven. 888-823-5286. That is the number to call. The calls are coming in, and we are whittling away at this $2,000 goal. We'd like to thank Larry and Cindy. They attend Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Beaverton. Thank you so much for that gift. Here is our update as we go into the break. The phones aren't ringing, I think, because we're all hanging on every word that Deacon Harold is speaking, because we recognize the truth when we hear it. So we're going to go into a break. Let this be the perfect opportunity then for you to go online to materdeiradio.com, make your pledge. Grab your cell phone, because if you're like me, it is within arm's reach. Open up the Hail Mary Media app, make that pledge, or pick up your phone, dial 888-823-5286. We're going to go into a short break, and then when we come back, we are going to reach the top of this hill and our goal and bring in all of these matching funds to Mater Dei Radio this hour with Deacon Harold Brooks-Sivers on our Fall Share-a-thon, Rejoice in Hope. Thank you so much for being back with us. I know people did, in fact, hear us talking, and they took the opportunity during that break to make the pledge. The bells were dinging on the computer. We were hearing the telephone ring. People pick up the phone and called 888-823-5286. Just like that ding, that means a pledge come came in online, and that a Deacon Harold Sivers may have earned another feather in his beautiful angelic wings that take him around the world, there where he preaches the good news and the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Deacon Harold, boy, it has been such a wonderful hour with you. We are getting to that goal. We believe that we have got a big gift coming, and we hope that we will be able to sing with you and Frank Sinatra here very soon. But just before we get going on the top of this hour, just kind of your final thoughts on the value of Catholic radio once again and why it is so important for our listeners right now to call and support our radio ministry.
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, right, in the East Coast. Lots of Catholics there, but no Catholic radio when I was growing up at all. And I come to Oregon, my wife is from here, which is why I'm here, because usually someone from Jersey would never think of coming to Oregon on their own volition. You know, nothing against the state, but the thing is, I don't know anybody here. What am I doing here, kind of a thing, And then the discovery of Catholic radio, right? And I was like, oh, okay, this can be a little bit of an anchor here. Not thinking, coming across KBVM, that it would, be a catalyst for the work that the Lord has called me to do for these past, full-time these past almost 13 years now. It's been incredible. That little seed that God planted has sprouted into a harvest. And so many people listening today, the faith is strengthened because imagine if modern day radio wasn't here. I can't even imagine what living here in the Pacific Northwest would be like. We're already under the gun from the culture, but to have the anchor, to have the sure foundation of modern day radio that's here that helps us with the programming to really deepen our faith and our love for Christ. I can't imagine what life would be like. And so that's why we need everybody calling in right now so this work can continue. This is a work of the Holy Spirit. This is a work of God. You know, this is not just people founding a station. This is God ministering to his people. You know, this is the Holy Spirit working in the life of the church in the Pacific Northwest. And in order for that work to continue, we need to support modern day Iran and the amazing work that's going on here and the vision for the future. You know, Rolando and I sat down a couple weeks ago and just talked about, the church and things that can be done. And I told him about some things I'm seeing at other stations around the country, what they're doing. So the opportunity is ripe for modern day Iran to take things to the next level. But that can't happen without your support. So please pick up the phone right now. Make that pledge. Make that donation to Modern Day Radio so that the Holy Spirit can continue to empower and enliven and embolden the people of God in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, thank you so very much for that. So, Deacon Harold, we've got some work cut out for us. We are going to get this phone ringing. We are going to get the bell dinging, and we are going to get to this goal. Now, we are going to say goodbye to you. But before we hang up today, I would love for you to offer us a prayer and your deacon's blessing.
Sure. Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we're so grateful to you. Especially for this Thursday where we pray the Luminous Mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary. And the anchor is the fifth Luminous Mystery, the Institution of the Eucharist. So, Lord, through that gift of yourself to us, through the gift of your body, blood, soul, divinity, that you feed us with and that we can, in Eucharistic adoration, we come before you and open our hearts, break open our lives to you, and to share our hearts with your heart. And especially today, we celebrate the feast of that great saint of the Sacred Heart, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. So Lord, through her intercession and through the power of the Eucharist, help all of us to draw closer to you, to have confidence and hope and trust in your love, to get us through whatever we may be facing in this life in preparation for the life to come. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. What a wonderful visit. And now, brothers and sisters, this is where we are at. $2,000 of matching pledge dollars available to us this hour. We've heard the rings and the dings. We're going to get an update here pretty quickly, but we are looking for your gifts now. Let's get a trinity of calls on the line right now. We heard those calls come in. Those have been processed. We have open phone lines and, of course, the website wide open as well. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Let's count them down. That first call coming in on the line, we're going to count as in honor of the Father, the second in honor of the Son, the third in honor of the Holy Spirit, the fourth in honor of Our Lady. 888-823-5286. You think about Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is a son of this. Oh, yeah. 888-823-5286. But you think of, he told that story so beautifully about how his ministry was raised up through Matre Dei Radio. This was the instrument where the invitation first happened, and then from there, all over the world, brothers and sisters, this is the shining light that is Matre Dei Radio, and I would love for you to be a part of it. 888-823-5286. Think about that. Everyone who had given to Matre Dei Radio, everyone who had given to KBVM when Deacon Harold Burke Sivers started that first radio program, they are equally responsible for everything that happened since, because that vehicle existed because of their generosity. 888-823-5286. We need to get those phone lines filled up. 888-823-5286, online at matredeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary media app.
All right, with just about 7 minutes left or so in this hour, we have got to get there. Some people have been listening. They have been moved. They have been the stirring of the Holy Spirit with them, and they have made a pledge. We'd like to say a big thank you today to Renee. She attends St. John Fisher. She says, may God bless Deacon Harold.
Amen to that.
Thank you, Renee, for all that you do for our ministry. We appreciate you so very much. And a big thank you to Jean. She attends St. Anthony in Tigard. Thank you so much. She was inspired to call because of Marian Marston, of course, their faith formation director. All right, here is the update now. $1,240 in. That leaves us $760 to go. $760.
Sounds like a prayer shawl.
Oh, you know, it certainly does.
My goodness. How about we've got a couple of those left from the list this morning. 888-823-5286. With 5 minutes left, let's look to get six more gifts in before the top of the hour. That's four on the phone line, two coming in online or on the Hail Mary media app. But we've got to get you in now so that we can process this, take advantage of this last $760 of matching pledge dollars over the course of this next 5 minutes. And so, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers led us in that prayer, brothers and sisters, in thanksgiving for those who had already given, and in anticipation of those who would give. And so he had you in mind, the Lord had you in mind as well, as we look for those last six gifts, look to have that trinity of calls plus a gift in honor of Our Lady on the telephone at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, MatreDeiRadio.com, the Hail Mary media app. You know what's going to happen right after this hour.
What's going to happen?
Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is going to call his buddy, Rolando, and he's going to say, hey, Rolando, did we make
it? How did we do?
did we get there? And so we want to be able to say to Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, who has such a close attachment here to Matre Dei Radio, that we did, in fact, make it. And we are now just $760 away from that. So I'm asking you to make that phone call now to 888-823-5286.
What portion can you take? Can you call in and say, you know what? I would love one of those prayer shawls because I know a mother or a grandmother who would love to receive that at Christmas time this year. $750. That's, you can stretch to $760. Thank you so much for that on the line pledge.
Gift in honor of the Father.
There it is. 888 888- 8235286. We have our wonderful volunteers from Christ the King. They are ready to answer the phone with 3 minutes left. We've got to get this $760 in because our next hour, well, that has a goal all to its own, and we cannot let any of this carry over into the next hour. 888-823-5286. And any amount.
Ooh, I hear activity. I hear bells ringing. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, it would have been more beautiful with them.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam! There we go. How beautiful would it have been if we. Look, we're not going to cry over spilled milk. Would have loved to have heard Deacon Harold Berg-Sivers sing that. And again, if you've not, beautiful voice. Wonderful musician, by the way, but also a beautiful voice.
Okay, we tricked you there. That particular recording, that in fact was Deacon Harold.
Oh, there you go.
recorded that earlier on for us. Well,
gotta love
that
it.
Was wonderful. We appreciate that gift. So $760 is what we had left in that hour. Obviously, that bell ring, a significant gift, has got us there. Plus a little bit, and that's what we have been talking about, is the goal is to keep the lights on, to keep the electricity going, so that way our signal, our rental space on that beautiful coin tower allows us to keep going. But Amen. Now everything that we earn above these goals is our ability to grow our mission, to grow our programming. And under our new leadership with our executive director, Rolando Moreno, we have great ideas and great plans for the future of Mater Dei Radio. And so those funds above our goal, well, that is what is going to get us there.
And it's such a wonderful comparison too, right? Because in your family life, what do you have to do first? You have to raise the money to pay for the very necessary things of the body. You've got to take care of those foundational, fundamental things. And then you have the ability to dream a little bit, right? Then you have the ability to go out and reach for things beyond where you're at right now. But if you're hungry, kind of hard to do that. So this allows us to pay those everyday bills that come due every single month. And then look at what how we might grow in the future. So thank you. Thank you. 888-823-5286, MaterDeiRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. We are not done yet. Coming back.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we are going to have to kind of take a break here in just a few seconds. We're going to get all of our paperwork gathered so that way we can get to our next hour, our next goal. So our God is a God of surprises. And boy, he surprised us with making Deacon Harold available to us that last hour. So we are grateful to you, Deacon Harold. We are thankful for your ministry, and we are thankful for the time that you offer to us here at Mater Dei Radio. All right, so we are going to head into a break. Oh, let me just say that perhaps the folks over at Christ the King Church may want to start calling in now because... Well, your pastor is on deck. Pulled himself away from the baseball game tonight, and so he is ready to join us in the next hour. So stay with us here at Mater Dei Radio.